This is the Best of the Week on Relevant Radio.
Now, here in the month of May, we traditionally honor our Blessed Mother Mary, the Mother of God, and the Queen of all Saints. In fact, next Monday, May 13th, we honor Mary under the title of Our Lady of Fatima. According to our next guest, when we allow Mary to lead us to Jesus and to our longed-for destination, which is heaven, our Blessed Mother's unique and holy experience and profound wisdom are the perfect compass for our journey on this earth. Joining us live from New York City is Morning Air contributor Professor Annabel Mosley with much more on how we can let Mary, the Queen of May, guide us with her words of wisdom this month. Annabel Mosley is the author of three Catholic books, including Awake with Christ, Living the Catholic Holy Hour in Your Home. She's a professor of theology, third order Carmelite, a wife and a mother, and also the creator of the Bethany Plan, which offers Catholics a Christ-centered way to find balance and a beautiful method to live the Catholic Holy Hour. Professor Annabel, thanks so much for joining us. It's great to be with you once again on this first day of our pledge drive.
Oh, good morning, John. It's a joy to be here.
Professor, can you tell us, for those folks who obviously know that this is the month of Mary, the month of May, why is this the traditional month in which we honor our Blessed Mother?
You know, it's traditional. Not only do we have so many unbelievably beautiful feast days in this month. I mean, you just pointed out Our Lady of Fatima is May 13th. There's all these beautiful feast days. It's also considered the crown jewel, you know, of the calendar. In other words, May is the month, even if you go back to medieval times and you see how it's described in medieval manuscripts. It's when the whole world is coming to life after winter, you know, in the sense of the four seasons, the parts of the world that have the four seasons. It's the horrible winter is over, all the challenges of the ice and all the growth that had died away is coming back and really blossoming in every possible way. So because she's the mother of God and every good son loves to give his mother flowers, May is the perfect month to just honor her. And nature really leads the way with the examples, and the church leads the way with all the Marian feast days.
Well, Professor Annabel, I know that you have five wonderful tips from our Blessed Mother, from Sacred Scripture and from her apparitions at Fatima. What's the first tip for life from Mary, our mother?
Yes, the first tip, right from her own words, our beautiful Blessed Mother's own words, she says, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word." So this is advice for us too. And we think about how can I be the handmaid or the servant of the Lord? Now, of course, we have a great guide in the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, right? And we think of our Lord saying, you know, whatever you did to the least of my children, you did for me. So we can do this even in our own home, even in our practical day-to-day lives, just by making a resolution not to resent the labors that sometimes make us feel, let's be honest, a little bit like a servant in our own home. But whether it's physical, giving, you know, one more meal to cook, one more item to fix, or even more emotional, someone who comes to you with a complaint or a need, and you just need that one more moment of patience, one more kind word returned when your instinct, you know, really might be to grumble a bit. Well, that's a way to follow Our Lady's wisdom and advice to us personally. How am I the handmaid of the Lord? How am I a willing servant in my own life for those around me to offer up to our Lord?
And I know you have a second tip from our Blessed Mother.
Sure thing. Well, once again, she says, "My soul magnifies the Lord and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." This is something Relevant Radio is doing every day, magnifying the Lord and giving us more joy, more rejoicing in God. Now, how do we do this in our own lives? How do we daily ask ourselves, you know, how am I that magnifying glass held up to our Lord's grandeur? Well, we think about what personal gifts we've been given, whatever gifts our Lord has given us, our talents, and how do we offer them for the greater glory of God? You know, just rather than for our own credit. It's just a simple way of praying and saying, "All that you've given me, Lord, I give back to you. I do it for you, for your glory, not for my own." So we kind of think about this. How do our actions speak of God? We know that Saint Teresa of Avila always said, "Don't be a gloomy saint, be a joyful saint." And our Blessed Mother is reminding us this. She tells us, rejoice in God, our Savior. So One way I love to recommend for this month of May, this month of Mary, is to just keep a gratitude journal. It can just be for the month even. It's nice to do with your family or if you have children, a little gratitude journal set before a statue of the Blessed Mother. And just each day, each person in the family jots down something that they're grateful for and then places it before the statue of Mary. By the end of the month, it'll really be a treasure and remind us that the more gratitude we cultivate, the more we rejoice.
All right, Professor, tell us about the third tip from Our Lady.
Sure. Our Blessed Mother tells us, do whatever he tells you. That's in John chapter 2. Do whatever he tells you. So we need to be ready, really, to put ourselves aside in order to do God's will. And how do we do this? I mean, I love Eucharistic adoration for this because it's literally placing ourselves before the Lord and listening, just being in that quiet. And it's amazing how much comes from that. But wherever we are, and whether we're at church or at home or at work, listening in prayerful stillness and silence just for what God wants of us, kind of wading through, not just doing what we think in the moment we want to do, but what do you want me to do, Lord? So like Our Lady, we ponder everything in our heart. Scripture does this for us too. You know, we bring our worry, our concern to our time reading scripture, and it's amazing how God will point us in the right direction every time. We think about the wonderful quote from scripture in terms of whatever he tells you, doing whatever he tells you. We're told, whatever you did for one of the least ones, you did it to me. And love one another as I have loved you. Now, those are two really clear directives that make our choices a lot easier. You know, coming from a place of love and coming from a place of help. So really, in his honor, one way to live this is to give to a worthy cause. That's why being part of this pledge drive this morning is really beautiful. You know, we think about everything that Relevant Radio does after Mary's example, magnifying the Lord to the world. So it really is a wonderful thing we can do. And if we have trouble knowing or hearing what Jesus is telling us in our lives, we can just take the time to ask him in prayer, right? Just that honest moment. Lord, what do you want of me? And then recalling that in a pinch, we just start with what we know. We reread the Bible every day. We follow the commandments, the Beatitudes, and the works of mercy. So if we have to make a decision, we run it through that filter of the Ten Commandments, the Beatitudes, the works of mercy, and also consulting the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And pretty soon it's clear what we need to do that God would approve of.
The rosary has been called the prayer of the gospel, which leads us to your fourth tip.
Oh, absolutely. Pray the rosary every day to obtain peace for the world. That's a direct quote from Our Lady of Fatima. So pray the rosary every day. Our mother asks this of us, right? So we remember that the peace for the world Our Lady describes really begins in our own heart, in our own home. And the rosary is designed to be, by its very nature, it's repetitive. That's good. That really is designed to de-stress us as we pray. You know, we hear sometimes in the world, sort of these fads that come and go. You know, people will talk about doing their calming mantras or life affirmations to try to de-stress and calm down. We have something so glorious in the Catholic Church, the rosary. It is the most peaceful and calming de-stressor than any possible fad that we could ever hear of. So we have that built right in. And we ask ourselves, do I pray the rosary every day, knowing the Church fully approves of Fatima and declares that Our Lady herself does ask us to do it? Well, how do I just obey my Heavenly Mother and do whatever she tells me? So she will always lead us to God, and praying that daily rosary is that way to constantly be in the peace and in the direction of Our Lady and our Lord.
And we're very blessed here at Relevant Radio. If you want to pray the rosary with a family, you can pray the Family Rosary Across America with Father Rocky and Maggie every single evening at 7 p.m. Central right here on the network, which leads us to the fifth tip.
Okay. So this is also from Our Lady of Fatima, and she says, sacrifice yourselves for sinners. And say many times, especially when you make a sacrifice, O Jesus, this is for love of thee, for the conversion of sinners, and in reparation for the sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So that quote from Our Lady of Fatima about sacrificing yourselves for sinners, a great thing is you could print that quote up or write it down on a small piece of paper and tape it inside one of your most used kitchen cabinets. And this is a reminder. I love this. We did this in our own house here. It's just a reminder to make little sacrifices. you know, sometimes forgo that snack or favorite treat or second cup of coffee, you know, or, and just offer it up as a sacrifice. What little things can we do? You know, our wonderful little flower, St. Thérèse of Lisieux, would remind us, yes, I suffer, but do I suffer well? And she also encouraged us to do little things with great love. So we can ask ourselves these, what things am I doing? Do I sacrifice myself for sinners? Or as a good friend of mine likes to say, do I waste the suffering I receive? Because every day there's something, even if it's, you know, stubbing your toe. I mean, there's always something we can offer up. So just remembering that Our Lady of Fatima tells us to make it beautiful, that there's nothing too small to say, I offer it for love of thee.
And all of these tips are great suggestions to bring us closer to our mother, who then in turn leads us to her son. That's really what it's all about.
That's right. To Jesus through Mary. Absolutely.
Professor Annabelle, as always, a joy to be with you. Thank you so much for joining us here on day one of our Pledge Drive.
Oh, it's a blessing, and I'm so grateful to Relevant Radio for everything that you do.
We are grateful for you, your many contributions as well. Professor Annabelle Mosley, the founder of thecatholicholyhour.com. Like what you just heard? Share it with your family and friends. And thanks for listening.